It's not just an ordinary Tuesday. Welcome to Terrier Tuesdays, the show where you can get to know some of Boston University's best and brightest student athletes.
Welcome to another episode of Terrier Tuesdays. My name is Scott Ellis, and I'm joined by senior Emily Kim of the Boston University women's tennis team. First, Emily, how's the spring semester treating you so far?
Been pretty good. It's flying by. I mean, last semester here on campus, definitely just trying to make the most of it right now.
Right. And for my first question for you is, what does it mean for you and your teammates to be back on the court? Y'all been into the tennis season now last 3 weeks. What does that mean to all of you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'd say it's definitely been an adjustment so far. And I mean, that's natural. Like, you haven't played in a year. It's natural to feel nervous or unsure of like what's going to happen. But I think overall, we're just really happy to have this opportunity to play it all, especially with six of us being seniors right now. And this is potentially most of our last seasons. We're definitely trying not to like take this moment for granted. And we're just excited to be out there and compete and practice again.
Right. And you're coming off a big win against UConn. I mean, what'd you think mm-hmm. of the team's performance?
Yeah, for sure. I think our last match was both like really great as a team win, but also like simultaneously kind of like a wake up call, because after losing the doubles point and coming back to clinch in singles, it really showed us that like our team is ready. We're capable of like doing great things and that we're in shape already, but also losing the doubles point definitely showed us that we still have a lot of work to do. But in my like point of view, it's almost encouraging, because that means it's like only up from there. We can make progress. We still have things to work on and get better at. So overall, for only like our fourth match this year, I'm really impressed by how quickly the team's been able to like jump back into competition. We're definitely gearing up to play and fight hard for our conference matches soon.
Right. And speaking of conference, I mean, since you mentioned this is your last semester on campus, I mean, what would it mean to win a Patriot League title, and what is it going to take from the team to accomplish that goal?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it would mean so much, I think, to win Patriot Leagues your senior year, especially like after we trained so hard last spring, and just as we were about to start conference and Patriot League, everything ended. I think it'll be that much sweeter to be able to like play the tournament this year. But yeah, I think right now our team is so strong, especially with the addition of two new freshmen, Victoria and Caitlin. They're amazing players. But yeah, I'm really just proud of how hard the girls have been working with this like goal in mind. And I think that in terms of next steps, just finding our groove and solidifying our confidence as a team on the court is really going to help us be ready to compete for conference. And that really only comes with just getting more matches in, which we will be doing. So I have no doubt that by Patriot Leagues, the team will be in like the best form will be all season. And if we play and compete at our best, then the conference title, it's right there. I think we've got it, you know?
Right. And I did want to know, how did you get into tennis?
Yeah, for sure. I think growing up, my parents put me in everything. They put me in soccer, volleyball, swimming, softball, you name it. And then tennis, of course. But I think I just kind of saw how everything was going, and I picked tennis because I really just had the most fun playing it. I love how competitive like a sport it is, because in a match, right, you're playing and every single point is a new chance to compete. Essentially, it really like keeps you engaged and focused during a match, because you really need to keep up that energy the entire 2 hours. So yeah, I just love the energy, the competition, especially in doubles. I think doubles is definitely my favorite. It's the best when you partner and you like can kind of feed off each other and keep the energy going between y'all. So yeah, I really just love how fun it is to be out there and compete.
Right. Well, both you and Shelly were named doubles team of the year a couple of years ago. So I know you've obviously excelled in doubles here at BU. And my next question regarding that, you're from Texas, living in Boston. How has that adjustment been?
Yeah. Other than the like freezing cold winters, that was one adjustment. I think just being in the city has been really nice and has helped me like kind of adjust to college and being on my own and far away from home, just because you're always busy here. I think the culture in Boston is just to do a bunch of stuff, keep yourself engaged and really like just find like academic, professional and like sports related opportunities. And there's so much of that in Boston. And so I think just having all those opportunities here in the city has been really great, and has allowed me to like become more independent as like a young professional, I guess, if I'm entering the workforce soon. But yeah, also the city is just super fun in general. There's so many things that you can do with your friends. Some of my favorite activities are just like going for walks or runs in the Charles, or just trying new places to eat. So definitely just making the most of my surroundings is helped me like enjoy being in the city a lot. And yeah, I've enjoyed it so far. The only thing is Boston doesn't have the best like barbecue, I'd say, but that's a small price to pay to be in such a fun city. So.
Right. And you've been on the Patriot League Academic Honor Roll. You're enrolled in Sargent College, majoring in human physiology. If you can just talk more about that, and what are your post-college plans?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I was like pre-med, pre-health going into college, and after like looking at all the STEM-related majors, human physiology and Sargent really just seemed the most interesting overall, because it dives into the like anatomy of the human body, like human body systems really well in the upper level classes. Like some of my favorite classes have been exercise physiology, cardio, like pulmonary pathophysiology, which is a mouthful, but it's just like heart and like cardiac system anatomy. And like gross human anatomy, we were able to do a cadaver lab last fall, even with all the COVID restrictions. So that was really unique. And I think those classes really prepare you for med school. So I'm very grateful for that in that sense. And also another selling point was there's a practicum or like an internship that you can do for credit that's like built into the major. Every human physiology major will complete the same field experience. So this past semester, I was actually still able to complete it even remotely. I did remote research for an orthopedic oncology lab at Massachusetts General Hospital, which is one of the best hospitals in the country. You know, like that's crazy. I never would have gotten that experience elsewhere. So I'm definitely grateful for that. And also, sorry, I just really love Sargent, yeah. But it also has a public health major, which I've completed so far. Absolutely loved it. It's really interesting, I think, to learn about like determinants of health that aren't just science-based, that I mean, we all know this, like so much of being healthy comes from education, where you live, your diet, exercise. And so my love for public health, it's actually inspired me to do a fifth year here at BU to pursue a master's in population health research at the School of Public Health. Just waiting on that acceptance, but hopefully I'll be back ready to study more at BU, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, a follow-up question. I mean, obviously health, and that's been the key focus of the entire world the past year. How has that influenced your career plans, or has it just inspired you even further to get more involved in the healthcare system?
Yeah, for sure. I definitely think like the interest in public health has grown so much. And I think that's really exciting to see, because it's gathering so much attention. And also like frontline workers, like how hard they work is really getting a lot of attention. And I'm super grateful that, I don't know, healthcare workers are so respected, but it's also just really exciting to see that a field that I love is actually so needed, and I will be able to help people so much more, like help them in ways that they can't themselves, and just to be there, hopefully as like a working doctor one day. That's really inspiring to see all these doctors sacrificing so much. But yeah, I think overall I've been more inspired. I actually was able to work at the COVID vaccine clinic at Brigham and Women's for a few months this starting in December. So it was really an exciting opportunity to like jump right in and feel like I could actively contribute to like efforts to alleviate COVID pandemic things. So yeah, that was exciting. It was definitely an inspiration for the future.
No, that is amazing. I guess one other question with that, I mean, how was there a lot of nervousness for you being in some of these situations, or is it just something you're able to just move on with?
Yeah. For first disclaimer, I was not like super interacting with real COVID patients, but I think just being at the hospital, there was that initial worry and initial fear of like, okay, I have to go in, I might get exposed. And I actually was exposed like a couple times, but I think luckily protocols in Boston are so safe. People wear their masks, you have to do your testing and symptom screening. So I think like seeing all of those very like science-based protocols in place definitely alleviates comfort levels. But it was also just very exciting, I think, to be able to see people getting vaccinated and how grateful all these healthcare workers were to finally get the long-awaited vaccine. So it was a mixture of fear, but also like the excitement made it worth it, I think.
Right. Now it is an incredible experience. And I wanted to end with this. Obviously, there's been a lot of attention the past couple of weeks on what's been going on with the Asian American community across the country. Mm-hmm. And as an Asian American, I just want to ask you an open-ended question. Just share your thoughts on what's been going on in the national media.
Yeah, thanks for asking. Yeah, like you said, I was born and raised in Dallas, Texas. So while my like family history and I'm ethnically Korean, I do consider myself fully American, which is really interesting because I think growing up, that kind of left me at a crossroads of not being fully American, but also not being fully Asian. I actually don't really speak Korean very well. So that's been funny, like communicating with my grandparents who actually just immigrated here with my parents when they're really young. But yeah, I'd really just like going forward with all this attention on the topic, I'd really just like to see Asian American stories being accepted and embraced into the fold of like what American culture is like in the future, because in my eyes, our community is really just adding to the rich diversity, like the immigrant history that makes up what being an American is. And as long as that like continues to be normalized and accepted and embraced, like I think that's all the progress we can ask for. So yeah, I'm really just hopeful. And that being said, I'm so grateful for the diversity at BU. It's a really safe environment, and it's something like with all the recent events, it's made me realize that the safe environment isn't something that everyone is lucky enough to experience. My coaches, my teammates are nothing but supportive, and I'm really glad that I can like contribute myself to the diversity in the athletics department at BU as an Asian American student athlete. So I think that's pretty cool. So yeah.
Actually, one follow-up question. I mean, who has inspired you in your life? Who have you really looked up to?
As like a tennis player or
tennis or like in general, whether it's a family figure. I mean, I know Leslie has meant so much to the team as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, this is a stereotypical answer, but definitely my parents, they're so hardworking. They've really instilled in me like very solid values. I think that make me who like I am as a core, like as a person, to like treat everyone with respect, to really like listen and observe before you like act out. And I think their influence on me has been nothing but positive. And I think that's something that I'm able to like bring to the team, and I'm really grateful for that. But yeah, being at BU also, Leslie has been an amazing coach and has really like helped me figure out like how to compete at my best, and has really supported me as a student athlete as well. She's really shown us that we can be like true student athletes who excel both on the court and in the classroom. And she really, really emphasizes that with every player that comes in. And being able to see that, you don't really see that in many head coaches, I think, in the athletic world. So having Leslie by our side at BU has definitely been amazing.
Well, thank you so much for joining me, Emily, and good luck the rest of the season with the team.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me. Have a great rest of your day.
Thanks for tuning in to Terrier Tuesdays. Give us a follow on our social media accounts at BU Athletics on Twitter and Instagram for more content.